Every fall, ski areas across Vermont have to brush hog and weed whack from their slopes to clear them of shrubs and grass for ski season. Now some mountains are experimenting with a different kind of mower, goats. Vermont Public's Abigail Giles went to Jay Peak to learn more.
That's the sound of a goat hard at work munching on goldenrod. She is one of about 150 goats and sheep making short work of grazing Jay Peak's interstate trail.
So we're up here on one of the trails at Jay where the goats have been in this area since this morning.
That's farmer Adam Ritchie of Barnet. His goats and sheep are outfitted with special solar-powered collars that use GPS trackers. Instead of using traditional electric fencing, he draws a boundary map on his phone, a virtual paddock. This lets him move the animals multiple times a day so they can cover more ground and don't overgraze. And it saves a lot of time.
We also have Helios, the guardian dog, so he spends his time with the flock.
If the animals stray too far, they get an audible warning. After a few of those, they get what Adam says is a light shock, similar to an electric fence collar for a dog. The goats get to munch on grasses, but also knotweed and small trees like willow and maple, and Adam gets a place to graze them and a bit of extra income for his small farm. Jay Peak has about 350 acres of ski trails that all have to be mowed annually, says Director of Mountain Operations, Andy Stanger. Doing it is expensive and uses a lot of diesel. The mountain is hoping the goats will be an environmentally friendly way to burn less fossil fuels. So far, he's been happy with the results, and there are obvious branding benefits.
It's good for the environment, and it didn't take a lot of convincing for us to hop on board with it.
Grazing ski trails isn't a new idea. It's been tried before. But rotating animals so frequently is labor-intensive, and traditional netting doesn't always work well in steep and rocky terrain. These collars aren't cheap. They're $200 a piece. A state grant is helping farmers test them out on loan. As for the environmental benefits, grazing does use less fossil fuels than mowing. But when it comes to the climate, that's where the math starts to get a little more complicated. Meredith Niles is a researcher at the University of Vermont who studies this.
It's not an easy apples-to-apples comparison. We have to think about all kinds of greenhouse gas emissions if we're talking about climate change.
Niles says goats and sheep produce methane, a super potent climate-warming greenhouse gas. It mostly gets released when they burp or fart. She says so long as projects like this one don't add a lot more animals to the landscape, it's likely they're reducing emissions.
So I think this is a really interesting, innovative solution.
Back on the slopes, Ritchie says there's no terrain at Jay Peak that's too steep for his goats to graze. And he's thinking about buying the collars at the end of the season.
And then there's another one that has a name that also jumps on stuff. That's James Blonde. He's over there somewhere.
Stanger with Jay Peak says grazing is slower than mowing, but he's keeping an open mind.
The total acreage that we were hoping to hit through this, we're probably not going to hit it, but that's okay. I think it's going well, and if it's something we do in the coming years, we'll have learned a lot this year, and next year will be better than this year.
If the pilot proves successful, the virtual paddock technology could allow grazing in all sorts of places that are mowed now, like under power lines and solar arrays. A sweet deal for local farmers in need of pasture and for the climate. For Vermont Public, I'm Abigail Giles.